Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Catherine Caputa. She is the author of You Are a Brand, also Breakthrough Branding. And by the way, you are the letters, you are, and then a brand. So check that out. Catherine, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
We're talking about innovation. We're talking about not innovation as a means to an end, meaning, okay, I'm going to innovate, I'm going to create something, and then live off that for a while. But innovation is a way of life, is a way of, if you inhale and exhale, you're doing it in an innovative way. Somehow you're not only being innovative, you're not only trying to have an innovative company, but you're managing so that innovation can flourish, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, one example is, I don't know if you know this company called Warby Parker.
No.
They make eyeglasses, but they sell them online. So you can get your prescription fulfilled and get the eyeglasses, and they sell the whole package for $95. You know,
wow.
You send anything. And, you know, it's an interesting thing.
So you send them your prescription?
You send them your prescription.
Yeah.
They have a website, warbyparker.com, and you can even download your picture on the site and try on their glasses, you know, all online. And, you know, when they first came up with the idea, it was like four guys that were college students together, and they're looking for a business idea.
Right.
And they were brainstorming, and one of them said, you know, gee, I just got some prescription glasses filled last week, and it cost me over $500.
Right.
And they said, why are prescription glasses so expensive?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it rang true to me, because, you know, I have glasses too, you know, and the prices are crazy. And they did some research on it. So, you know, you want to brainstorm, you want to, you know, throw out ideas, you know, have, you know, what they call fast thinking, and then do slow thinking, do some analysis. And they did an analysis, and they found out that there were just a few companies that really, you know, dominated the market so they could control prices more or less. So
right.
They came up with this idea, and, you know, of course, a big barrier is, you know, how do people try on the glasses that they
right.
have?
Right.
But they came up with this download. You can download your picture. You put the different ones on. You can also have five sent to you, free shipping. You try the five glasses on, and then you choose the pair.
This is innovative for them,
right.
And for their customers, but it's disruptive for that industry.
Exactly.
So that's the thing you have to realize. And folks, if you want to be motivated to be innovative, realize that there's somebody out there who's trying to be innovative at the same time, and their innovation might be disruptive to you.
Right. You know, it's interesting, they have made innovation a part of their culture, and every Friday afternoon they have what they call Innovation Fridays,
right.
Where all the employees, you know, there's sort of a big meeting, and all the employees bring in ideas, what they're thinking about, and one person last year brought in a picture of a dog and said, what about sunglasses for dogs? And they brought out a line of sunglasses for dogs that they call Warby Barker. And but anyway, so it's cute. And, you know, but it's, you know, having a part of your culture too.
Right.
You know, having the brainstorming and things like that, coming up with your business
right.
idea, but having a part of the culture.
There's another thing that you've got to be able to do if you're going to be innovative and have an innovative culture, if you're going to promote that. You've got to be able to allow people to fail.
Right.
You got to learn how to say in your management, as part of your management style, okay, this didn't work.
Right.
What did we learn?
Right. Right.
You got to be able to say that rather than I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, you know, and frankly, I worked at a lot of companies where they said stuff like that. You know,
yeah.
I can't believe you said that. That's a dumb idea.
Yeah.
And when somebody senior says that to you, trust me, the next meeting you're not going to throw out an idea.
Shut you down.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Shut you down, and it's a big problem. In
right.
fact, some companies are giving awards for ideas that failed internally.
I'll be darned.
To encourage more people.
Push the envelope. Yeah, push the
right.
envelope. Yeah.
Right.
And as long as people behave within their, you know, their scope of responsibility and their budget, so to speak,
Right.
People
right.
fail. You got to redeem them. You have to redeem them because otherwise they won't do anything else. Have you got another story for us?
Well, yeah. Another story is, you know, Zappos. You know, today it's a big success. But the guy who came up with the idea of online shoes went around to like 10 venture capitalists.
He was a genius.
Yes, but
selling
they
women,
know,
giving women
idea.
The ability to buy shoes online. Are you kidding me? That was genius.
I know, but one VC, the final one, who ended up being the co-founder, Tony Hsieh, said, wow, I don't think anyone will buy shoes, but then he didn't say no, and he looked at the marketplace, and he said mm-hmm. he found that 5% of shoe sales at that time, this was in the late 1990s, were sold through catalog sales,
yeah.
and it was a $2 billion business. I thought, gee, if I can just get a chunk of that, it's a big business, and they got around the whole try-on problem with free
right.
shipping both ways, you
right.
know, obviously, you know, so, you know, it's, you know, you have an innovative idea, there's always going to be a lot of people say, gee, no one will ever do that. That's how you know you have an idea that's different, too, by the
right.
way, you know.
Right, exactly.
But you have to try it out, because that's how new things get developed, because they seem preposterous at the time, and then later we all think, why didn't I think of that?
Well, that's right, and you never know. And sometimes you have to let the crazy idea run a little bit, see if it catches.
Right,
and
exactly.
and then maybe give it a little budget and see what happens. But you also
right.
got to be prepared to know when to shut it down if you have
right.
to. And that's all part of the innovative management. Give us a website quickly, Catherine.
Okay, my website is selfbrand, selfbrand.com.
Selfbrand.
And I blog at artbranding.com.
Say it again.
Selfbrand,
selfbrand. Selfbrand.com. Catherine Computer, thank you for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.